Let the rain come upon us right now.
Amen.
The Holy Spirit. Oh,
Jesus. Okay.
And that's what he's got for me to say for you, is let it rain. Father, you want to join in, stand up, praise, lift your hands, and worship him.
Amen.
Praise God. Hallelujah.
Thank you, God. Glory, hallelujah, Lord.
Let it rain,
Jesus.
Oh, let it rain. Open the floodgates of heaven. I feel the rain of your love. I feel the wind of your spirit, and now the heartbeat of heaven, let us hear. Hallelujah. I feel the rain of your love.
Jesus.
I feel the wind of your spirit.
Yes,
and
Lord.
And now the heartbeat of heaven, let us hear. I feel the rain of your love.
Jesus.
I feel the wind of your spirit. And now the heartbeat of heaven, let us hear.
Jesus.
I feel the rain of your love.
Yes, Lord.
I feel the wind of your spirit. And now the heartbeat of heaven, let us hear.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
I feel the rain of your love.
Yes.
I feel the wind of your spirit. And now the heartbeat of heaven, let us hear.
Have
your
way, Lord.
Yes. Feel
the wind
of your spirit. And now the heartbeat of heaven, let us hear.
Yes, Lord.
Lord, we come to you in the presence with thanksgiving, into your courts with praise. God, you are my Savior. You are my healer, my deliverer. Church, let's rise up and declare his truth. Lord, I exalt you. I praise your holy name, Jesus. You are faithful and true. I give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, and his mercy endures forever. Holy are you, Lord. Say, holy are you, Lord. You are my strength. You are my shield. Great are you, Lord.
Great are you, Lord.
You are my rock and my fortress.
My comforter.
I feel the rain of your love. I feel the wind of your spirit. And now the heartbeat of heaven.
Yes.
I feel the rain of your love. I feel the wind of your spirit.
Jesus.
And now the heartbeat of heaven, let us hear.
Feel the wind
of your spirit.
As we raise our hands, we surrender to you, God. Fill our hearts. Feel our lungs. You are the
Lord.
Let it rain. Let the peace of God reign in us. Your gentleness, and the goodness. Lord, you are faithful.
Yes, you are.
Hallelujah.
We know that you are here with us.
Yes,
Lord. Thank you so much, God.
Awesome blessings that you have given us, Lord. Let us be your voice. Let us be your hands. Lay hands on the sick and they shall recover. many times these. I've come down that straight and narrow path.
Never destroy
God. And Lord, when we do, I know that we can ask forgiveness and you are there. Hallelujah. Lord, we give you praise and we worship you, God. So let it rain upon us.
First, I just want to open up in prayer this morning. Lay something on my heart and everything. I believe that this right here is something that is just that the body needs to know. Okay? Father, in the name of Jesus, I just give you glory, praise, and honor, Lord, this morning. I thank you, Lord, that Father, Lord, your Holy Ghost, Lord, is going to take and open our ears up, Lord, and let us see, Father, through the blood of Jesus, what you would have us to do, Father. Yes. We thank you, Father, Lord, for always being with us and teaching us all things and bringing all things to our remembrance when we need it. We thank you, Father, for that. And we thank you, Lord, for the blessing of the body, Father, in Jesus' name, that we're all blessed. We walk in blessing, Father. We walk in triumph over everything, Father, in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father. Something's been really weighing on my heart over the last several months. And it's just been growing. The church has got a really bad name. The body of Christ does. It's got a really bad name in this country. Whenever the Luciferians are out there and they give a higher tip than Christians do in a restaurant, way higher, I mean unbelievably higher, all the time. The Christians are known barely even to give a tip, if to give a tip in a restaurant. But there's something that I want to talk about this morning. It's over in 1 Corinthians chapter 12. That's where we're going to start. We're the body of Jesus. Uh-huh. All of us are a member of it. Okay? And this church right here is one of the givingest churches I believe I've ever seen. This church right here gives and gives and gives and gives. Helps people all the time. It does. The leaders do. Okay? But we're all members of it too. Not just the leaders. Okay? Listen to what I'm about to show you. We're going to start at verse 12 and we're going to go all the way to verse 27. Okay? And this is a very important passage right here because it shows who we are. And then it goes on to the gifts. Okay? For even as the body is one and yet has many members, and all the members of the body, though they are many, are one body, so also is Christ. For by one Spirit we were all baptized into one body, whether Jews or Greeks, it doesn't matter who we are, whether slaves or free, and we were all made to drink of one Spirit. For the body is not one member, but many. If the foot shall say, because I am not the hand, I am not part of the body, it is not part of this reason, any the less part of the body. And if the ear should say, because I am not the eye, I am not part of the body, it is not for the reason any the less part of the body. We're all, there's no function that's less important than the next function, is what he's trying to tell you. If the body were an eye, where would the hearing be? If the whole were hearing, where would the sense of smell be? Jesus. But now God has placed the members, each one of them, in the body, just as he desired. And if they were all one member, where would the body be? But now there are many members, but one body. See, our church is, the body of Christ spread out through the entire world. And a lot of the world sees what I'm about to tell you here, but we're having a problem with it in the United States, and it's got to be solved now. Okay? And if they were all one member, where would the body be? But now there are many members, but one body. And the eye cannot say to the hand, I have no need of you, or again the head to the feet, I have no need of you. On the contrary, it is much truer that the members of the body, which seem to be weaker, are necessary, and those members of the body, which we deem less honorable, on these we bestow more abundant honor. And our unseemly members come to have more abundant seamless. That's just a powerful verse right there. And if those, I'm going to read it again. And those members of the body, which we deem less honorable, on these we bestow more abundant honor. Mm-hmm. And our unseemly members come to have more abundant seamless. Whereas our seemly members have no need of it, but God has so commanded the body, giving more abundant honor to that member which lacked, that there should be no division in the body, but that the members should have the same care for one another. And if one member suffers, all the members suffer with it. If one member is honored, all the members rejoice with it. Now you are Christ's body and individually members of it. Okay? There's a big problem that's going on in the church, and it's everywhere. Most churches don't even address this whatsoever. And we're going to go to the book of James, because James and everything, it really talks about it. Chapter 2, after I say this, we are missionaries. We go out, we help people all the time get saved. We feed the poor. We help everybody all the time. This church especially, okay, that I've seen. We're always doing something for the people. But what about the members of the body? You know, it says on the book of Acts, you know, that we're to take care of the body of Christ first. Before any of that's out there done. Do you see what they did? They went and sold all their possessions, which I think that was a horrible mistake. They probably could have just made a ton of money and just kept on funding the church, because the church went bankrupt in Jerusalem because of it later. Okay? But they could have still helped everybody, okay, in the body, because everybody in the body did not have lack of nothing, so they could go out and accomplish their mission. Our body and stuff, even in this church, is lacking because we're not helping the members of the body. Okay? There's people in this church who can't afford to buy their family Christmas. Okay, there's people in this church that had members of their family added, and they are. Well, what I'm saying is this right here, huh?
I just said that's not totally true.
Well,
many a times this church is given to people.
No, I'm not saying.
Well, it's still got growth.
Listen to what I'm saying. Okay, listen to what I'm saying. Okay, the body of Christ needs to be taken care of first before anything else is done. You know, that's what I'm trying to say. And it's big time in all churches. But this church is real. I mean, it really does help out. Now, that's the truth. But there's one guy and everything. You know, I really, if I had the money right now, I'd pay off his house, because this guy really needs it. You know, he just added a member of his family and stuff in his house, and he really needs it. He's, you know, we have developed in our society a two-income family, and that, which is sin, I believe, in itself. But now his wife and everything can't work because she just had the baby and everything, and they're really suffering. You know, they really are, you know. And I love that boy. That boy's a good boy. He needs to be mentored big time, because he's going to be a strong man of faith when he gets older in the Lord. But over in James and everything, it really talks about it and everything. Talks about how, and I'm not getting on to nobody, trust me, what I'm trying to do is I'm going to show what God, I believe, really wants us to do, because, see, we've got to change the perception of the body of Christ in this country. We have got to change it. We have to go out and love everybody, okay, especially the body of Christ. We got to love one another and show the world that we actually do love one another. It ain't just in word, but action. We got to go out there and do it. Love everybody. Help everybody we possibly can in the body. And then all that right there will spill over to everybody. And then everybody will see the body. Actual love. This is actual love. That's the reason why love is never mentioned in the book of Acts. Because it was just done. They didn't have to worry about it. It's just done. And we've got to get there now. Because I do believe that, man, we're there at the end. I do believe it. And now is the great, boy, they're calling for it. Perry Stoneman just had a thing on where he was talking about how the greatest revival is fixing to hit. And I just believe, man, if we capture what I'm saying right here and help everybody in the body of Christ, that everybody will be able to go out and share the love of Jesus, because love will actually be there. It won't be just in word, or I'm going to pray for you and everything, you know, but you're not giving the person what they actually need. That's what James is talking about. You actually got to give it to them. That's actual faith. Faith is in action. Yes, ma'am.
I have You know, I understand what you're saying because I have not totally seen that in the body of Christ.
Yes, ma'am.
We have not experienced that in the body of Christ. The world hadn't seen the love
Come on.
That the church
Yes, ma'am.
Have.
Yes, ma'am.
And it's just not always talking about reaching out monetarily and
Exactly.
stuff like that. It's just whatever person, some people don't need money.
No, no, but
some
they
people
might.
Don't need.
They might need to be counseled.
See, it was so much diversity in this chapter that you read.
Yeah. Yeah.
And God said, I put diversity in the body.
Mm-hmm.
You know, each member may be a little different and maybe, you know, this or that. But he said it's for a purpose.
Yes, ma'am.
Diversity is for a purpose. It's to unite us, not to divide us.
Unite.
But diversity has divided the body of
Completely.
Christ.
Completely.
You can't tell the body of Christ from the world.
No, at all. At all.
The world is looking and...
We have drank of the cup of iniquity. And it's time to come back. The remnant is coming back. They really are. I see it all the time. I see it all the time. I watch different videos. I talk to people. And I'm seeing it. Man, the remnant is really coming back. Okay? Now it's time for us and everything to show the body and everything how much love my King has for us. Because he absolutely has the love for us. Now we got to show it. Not just say it. Because saying it is not action. We got to put it in action. Yes, ma'am.
You've got such compassion because I just checked with me. God hasn't placed that on me, but he's done it many times before. To make sure you can go and take up a little collection from Vincent's from the Bible.
I wasn't even talking. I was talking about Vincent, but I didn't want to mention his name. But it's not just him. It's
I
not
know,
just him.
But God's really put that on your heart.
Yeah.
And when he does that to me, I'll just go take up money.
Well, I don't.
I usually pass Pastor.
Well, see, I don't want Vincent to know that's what happened.
That God put it on your heart and you collected some from the body of Christ to bless him with now. Because when I got
not just food, he needs monetary. He does.
He needs money.
But
that's what I'm saying.
Vincent is growing so massively, and I do not want no stumbling block in front of this boy.
And when Ivy had her bleed, the church built my ramp.
Right.
There's things
That's awesome, man.
Back that you don't
This church, I'm telling you, it's the most giving church I've seen.
Yeah, but I'm saying, God's placed that so much on you. And I pray about it because I'm not telling you what to do.
I've thought about doing that, too. I appreciate that. It's probably confirmation.
I checked myself. God did not put it in. I heal, but he didn't put it on my heart this time to take it up.
Right. I was just using him as an example, though. I didn't really want him involved, but I had to use that and everything. The reason why...
But if he needs money,
exactly.
We need to collect him some money.
Exactly. Yeah.
Do anybody else agree with that?
Let me... I'm going to weigh in on this, okay?
Because we know he will.
Nick, I mean, you know, this giving, loving the body, and all that sort of thing, I tell you, I'm going to go to Reformation. Big time in the last few years. And one of the big things that got that was when I got into a financial problem, okay, where I had no money coming in. And all the money was going out, and it was going out fast.
Yeah, it does.
You know,
faster when you make it sometimes.
Okay, I'm in big trouble here. I'm going to be in big trouble in just a little bit, you know. I know God's going to bring me out of it. He always does. But, you know, this is not the way it should be, you know.
Yes.
Well, that prompted me to get into the Word, all right? And I spent days going through Matthew, Mark, Luke, John, okay? I mean, just all day long, because I didn't have any work. I could do that, you know? And I just spent all day long studying, and I was looking specifically, God, what do you want me to learn that I don't know about your provision for my needs?
Yeah.
That was my question. That was as uppermost in my mind. I searched the scriptures, anything that had anything to do with finances or material blessings, I focused on it, I read it, I meditated on it, I wrote down what I thought God was saying. Okay? When I got to the end of John, I was going through the whole New Testament, I did, but except for Revelation. But by the time I got to the end of John, I didn't have any more financial worries. I knew how God was going to meet every need, and I knew how to get money when I needed it. But I also learned something very important as I was going through this. And this is something he taught his disciples. He says, if you see the need, God has already given you what you need to meet that need.
That's it.
All right? You don't have to run around and tell others. and asked for help.
Right.
He's already given you what
that's,
you
that's
need
good right there. That's the reason why we need 1,000 okay? people in this Sunday school class.
You know, you may think, well, I don't have it, right? You may think, I don't have it. But what Thurston read this morning is the answer for how you get what you need. If you don't see it in your hand, he read the one verse, he covered one verse today, and that one verse is the answer to how you get what you need.
I understand.
If you need to give somebody $100, what does it say?
Yeah.
What does it say, Thurston?
You abide in me, my words abide in you. You should ask what you will, and it will be done.
Right.
You see?
Right.
All you got to do is ask, and God will give you whatever you need to meet the need. God sees that need.
Mm-hmm.
He has taken that burden and put it on your heart.
Yeah.
Okay? And you see that need. Well, he didn't give you that need so you could be, that burden, so you could be frustrated by not being able to meet it. And God doesn't want you frustrated, does he? He doesn't want you frustrated.
He's actually not the author of that.
Yeah, he's not the author of frustration or confusion. He said, well, how am I going to, you know, he doesn't want you sitting there being frustrated. What he wants you to do is say, okay, I'm going to meet that need. All right? Well, I don't have the resources, right? So you say, God, give me X.
I, exactly what you're saying exactly what I've been doing.
Whatever it is,
yes, sir.
That is needed, okay? It may be money, it may be clothing, it may be a word, it may be a teaching.
Mm-hmm.
If this person needs a teaching to help them during just a tough time, give me that teaching, Carl. You know,
right.
Whatever it is, God will give it to them. Okay?
Yeah. So, even if you use the church to help you.
Yeah,
yeah, exactly.
Because it's okay to take up the collection of the saints.
Absolutely.
The Bible says that.
Yeah, absolutely.
Take the collection.
Because we're to help them. We're to help them because, see, money solveth all things. And I'm not just talking about money, but that's just one articulate thing right there. Money solveth all things and everything, and it helped that person. And then I want to tell you something else. What you're talking about right there is absolutely a fact. We should have 1,000 people in here, you know, just listen to what you just said, okay? Because it is true, okay? But not everybody is coming to these Sunday school classes. Okay, so if we help them and everything, maybe they'll prompt them to even come to a Sunday school class. See, that's my burden right there, is to get people and everything to a position where they, you know, you teach a man to fish, you know, that right there, you feed him for the rest of his life. And that right there is exactly what this Sunday school class will do. Okay?
Yeah.
But I'm just telling you, we got to put that love out there because we have a bad name in this country and around the world. The other churches around the world are talking about us.
Here's another problem. Some people don't know how to manage their money.
Yeah, that's true, too. Some people don't.
Well,
yeah.
That's where the teaching comes in.
That's where the teaching comes in.
The love. Yeah.
He's a young man. He needs to be mentored.
Yeah. Mentored. He's got to be. I'm telling you. And that's another failing point, man, of the church is the men not stepping up and mentoring these younger men. We've got to. That's love.
A lot of people have that. Yeah.
No, ma'am. That's part of the body. That's part of the love. That's part of showing it. Because we show it one to another, okay, then, really love now, then it bubbles out to the rest. I'm telling you what, then you'll have groves of people coming wanting what you've got. See, that's what it's all about, wanting what you've got. Because they'll see the love, they'll see the change. They'll see it, and we've got to get it now. Because, man, we're there. We're at the end. Everything's fixing to change. So we can do it. I know we can. That's my message this morning. Now, that's not what I'm going to teach on, but I just had to say that because this is so important. This is so important. You know, I want to show the love to everybody. I want to show love to everybody. You know, everywhere I go. And that is true. I do tell everybody, man, you have a blessed day in Jesus' name. I do. It don't matter where I'm at. I want to tell them that because I want to give them hope. Because these people, man, you know, like the cashiers at Walmart, you know, man, they're struggling bad. These cashiers are.
You know. One little girl over at Weekly, he said, You are blessed, she said, in highly favored.
Yeah, yeah, she knew it.
That looked like another word.
That was an instant response. She already knew it. See, that's good. She needs to be in his class. See, she needs to be here, you know. And I'm just telling you this right here because, see, the love is here. And we can do it because Jesus gave it to us. Let's give it to them. Let's give it to the body of Christ so that it'll take in and just bubble out.
At the same time, if you can't give at a certain time and God don't lay it on your heart, don't feel condemned because you didn't do it. Because one time I was at Church of God and God told me to give him $3. I said, $3. And then he got up there and made this big speech and I said, well, I got to give him 30. God said, no, give him 30. I said, okay. Yeah.
Well, I'm not even talking about money, you know, not even giving money. I'm talking about the love, period. You know, if somebody, you know,
the
God.
I'm just saying, if you're loving somebody just because you can't give, you can pray for that person.
Yeah, absolutely.
You can mentor that person.
Yes, ma'am. Mentoring is a big thing, I'm telling you. Like right now, you know, what he said and what you taught on this morning, man, we need 1,000 people in here to listen to what he just said. Because it is true. But we got to get them to love and everything first so they can come in here. I do believe, man, we need 1,000 people in this classroom. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I really do. I've been saying that for a while. I know. Thank you, Lord. I praise you, Lord. Let me tell you something. That's a very important thing that we've lacked, that we've messed up, and we got to do it now. We got to get it now.
So you didn't get to the lesson?
No.
you'll be here next week. Yes, we'll be here next Sunday. That's what I always tell them. When you don't get to, sometimes God places things on my heart and I go for it.
Yeah.
And I say, well, we'll be here next Sunday.
Praise the name of Jesus.
So you'll get to listen next Sunday.
Well, let me pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, I love you, Father, and I just thank you, Lord, for your awesome love and your tender mercies, Lord, and how they endure forever. And Lord, I thank you, Father, Lord, you've given us this love, Lord, to give, Father. And let us take and perform it in action, not just in word at all times, everywhere we go, Lord. It don't matter where we're at, Father. Let us show the love of Jesus for what he did for us. Because, Lord, it's unfathomable, man, just to see the awe, Lord, at what you did for us, Lord. So we've got to give it to them, Lord. I pray, Lord, you'll put it on everybody's heart to continuously love the body, Lord, so that, Lord, the body can go out with that love. In Jesus' name, we praise you. Amen.